Guys, we've just finished recording this podcast. It is probably my favorite. There is so much you're going to be able to take from this. It gets really deep on all levels.
It got real deep real quick. I was not expecting that.
I think it's going to be the best one we've done, and I really hope you enjoy it. Guys, welcome to another episode of the Source Podcast with your number one, number two host.
Am I number one? Or
I was waiting for you to jump in on that.
Hi, guys.
One.
Welcome back to another episode. We have a special guest.
Guys, I am so excited to do this podcast today because we have literally brought in one of our besties.
Soph's here in the studio. Hello. Hi, Soph.
Soph Allen, am I allowed to refer to you by your original Instagram handle?
I feel like you have to now that you've said that.
Woo! Soph Active Life. Originally,
it's not too bad. It's not like a cringe, name.
I don't know why she just hates it, but I think it's cool. Like, anyway, let's move past the intro concept. Soph, we're so freaking excited to have you on the podcast today. I think for our listeners who have been living under a rock and don't follow us and haven't seen you.
No, there's not many of them because I just put up a poll or a question box and said, who's in studio? Everyone is guessing.
Everyone
it
gets
is, so.
It. But anyway, I know for a fact we're going to reach some people that haven't heard about you before, and I really hope we do. So tell us about yourself and tell us about your journey and how we got to where we are right now.
Cool. Yeah, so originally I started out on Instagram with the handle Soph Active Life. Thanks, Don. Calling me out there. It's not too bad. It's like cringe email addresses from back in the
Mine
day.
Mine was cheesychick@hotmail.com.
Oh my God,
redhead rebel.
I was
the most well-behaved person like ever. Like,
I don't know because like
redheadrebel@hotmail.com.
You say that, but when I think about like, and I always have to verify this with your parents because I thought you would have been a naughty girl back in the day.
No, I was a good girl anyway.
Oh my God, that's
see,
so
it's
good.
Not cringe.
We should do a whole episode just on like bad Instagram handles or MSNs. Remember MSNs?
Yeah, we're showing our age.
All the names. All right.
So I am a personal trainer, and I got qualified back in 2017 or 18 after getting my degree in architecture, which is a bit of a random change in my trajectory as my career, because I just fell in love with fitness. I just really had a transformation of my own where I wasn't really happy with where I was at with my body and everything. And then I got really fit and I was like, cool, everyone's like asking me about this on Instagram.
And built the best booty in the entire world, if you guys don't know already.
Literally, maybe we'll just post a photo of one of her glutes and everyone will be like, oh, that's so, now I get it.
That, I did that. So now I help people do the same. I started out just doing programs on Excel spreadsheets and opening up position like spots and being like, okay, who wants to get their program? I've got 10 spots this week, and I just write programs and send them out. And then that allowed me to do ebooks because I was like, whoa, this is taking heaps of my time. So I did ebooks, and then I did my app, and I have a new one in the works that's going to be launching this year.
That is really exciting. Like, in my opinion, I think like you're one of the best trainers in Australia at the moment. Like, I'm seeing your stuff pop up and blow up everywhere. And I just think it's so cool to have you participate in our challenge.
100%. I know for a fact you are one of the best trainers. You've been my trainer for a very long time, and Soph knows her stuff. So we are working with Soph for the core challenge, which is happening in just a few weeks now.
It's really hard for us guys because like if you guys have been following us for a bit now, everything we're talking about is core challenges, core challenge, that core challenge. We are so obsessed with this challenge and we just cannot wait to share it with you guys. But what's funny about it is Till and I are really blessed with amazing people in our lives. And we just decided, hey, we're just going to team up with all our besties and
call it work.
So it's really hard to take you seriously as a professional because like we're just always used to chopping
up.
Do
you guys get awkward? Because we haven't done a podcast. I can't look at you when you're talking. Like, so don't mind. I have to look when a guest is here. I can look at Don when I'm recording a podcast, but otherwise I can't. I don't know what it is. I have to look down. I can't look at anyone. I can't look at people when they're
just
talking.
Start laughing.
I don't know. Do you agree?
I'm the same. I'm like looking kind of out the window and like I look at Don. He's going to make me laugh and like Nanny's here. And
literally.
See, guys, whenever I do this, and I do it in meetings as well with the team. Like whenever you're trying to have serious meetings, I sometimes try and pull faces at them just to make them laugh
it's
and break
so
the
bad.
Ice.
But apparently it's quite common. If people are doing a podcast together, they often sit in different rooms and it makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah. But
I have heard of that. So you can literally just focus on topic. But
should
guys,
I leave?
No chance. This.
Oh, you finally got the cue.
Guys, everything we're going to do is about creating fun and happy vibes. So if you're listening to this, we hope you're having the best freaking day. All right. So you're one of the premium trainers in Australia at the moment. you're the head trainer of our core challenge. Our core challenge is broken up in four segments. Let's just jump straight into the core challenge and what you'll bring in. And then I want to jump back into where you started and sort of take us through your journey, because I think your journey is pretty cool. And I'm reflecting, and when I say your journey, I'm thinking about, you know, those photos I've seen of you in the hospital bed. And I want to have a chat about that process. And I think so many people are going to be able to participate and relate to that. But before we get into that, let's have a chat about what you're doing for us in our core challenge.
Amazing. Well, I was so excited when you presented this idea to me. It was like a fuck yes straight away. I was like, I don't care what I've got to do to make this work. I'm making this work. It's such a cool opportunity. And, you know, to be flown up to Sydney and to be helping your community and creating something really cool that I just haven't seen out there before, and bringing all the brands together. Like you said, all of our besties are like in this challenge together, just creating something really cool and bringing the community into our circle, essentially. So we've got the fitness aspect, which is my domain. So taking everyone through three workouts per week throughout the 28 days of the challenge. And we've just got a variety of really fun workouts. Like, we don't want this to be, okay, we're going to like punish you and make this really painful. The workouts are tough. Trust me, I filmed four a day across the last 3 days and I'm still recovering. But we've got a variety of like high intensity stuff, lower intensity stuff, some strength stuff. It's mostly minimal equipment, like body weight only. I've designed it so there are regressions for every exercise. So it's open to all training levels. So whether you are someone who has never done exercise in your life, or you're someone who's more advanced, you can all participate. And I think that's what's really cool. It's not about who can do the most push-ups or who can do the most whatever or lift the heaviest. It's show up and be a better, healthier version of you and show yourself that you can do hard things. And that's just one element of the whole challenge. So the workouts, and then we've got all the other stuff in the calendar. Like, there's something every day to help people be motivated, because I find that's what people really struggle with across the board. What I see with my members at Train With Soph, it's like staying accountable and staying on top of it. So I think it's really cool that there are aspects about health as a whole, rather than we're just doing fitness, we're just doing nutrition, we're focusing on fat loss. It's like, no, let's throw that out the window and create something new where it's all about health and well-being and mindset and education and training and community and having fun. So they're what the whole challenge is about, at least from my perspective. And the workouts range from, you know, 15 minutes to 30 minutes to 45, and you can like pick and choose what workout you feel like doing. And it's a follow along with me the whole time. So I'm with you the whole time, encouraging you and motivating you through this workout.
We literally put Soph in our studio for almost 8 hours straight for 3 days in a row, just doing these workouts and filming her do it. So it's quite exciting. You guys can actually follow and do the workouts with her. But I wanted to jump in and say and highlight something that's super important. We're not here, you know, Matilda, my vision for the challenge is not for people to train towards a specific fitness goal. It's not that at all. We wanted to get everyone together in this space digitally. And, you know, we're going to do a couple of events, but we wanted people to work together and work on something together and hopefully have an elevated lifestyle change.
It's like introducing our community to our other community. And I think that's what we've done by getting you involved as well. It's introducing the people that we already have to our best friends and kind of elevating their life by things that are already in our network, which I'm really excited for. And I think as well, having the calendar and having something every single day, even if it's not necessarily a workout, it gives you that satisfaction at the end of the day because you always have something to tick off, which I know for a fact for me personally, when I have achieved everything that I needed to achieve in one day, I feel so damn good about myself. Even if I'm not necessarily like, I don't know if I'm off topic here, but say if I've got a goal and I've done or I've decided to take steps towards that goal or make progress, I feel so, so good. Even if I'm not at that end goal yet, there's something about making progress and baby steps every single day that's really empowering and like helps at the end of the day. You're like, yes, I've done it. I've achieved my goal for the day. And I think a lot of the time, that's what this challenge is about too.
Well, here's the thing. So we need you guys to develop a winner's mindset. And here's the difference. So Till and I are always chatting about this. So if you can relate to this, there are two ways to look at every single thing. Every single situation, every single thing that happens to us has two outlooks. One is negative, one is positive. When you start focusing on negative, 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 your default mindset is negative. you seeing everything in a negative mindset. But when you start looking at the cup half full always, your default mindset is positive, 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 positive. So when you wake up, and this is how simple the challenge is going to be, there might be one goal today is like wake up at 5:30 and do your walk. That's one thing you have to do once a week. If you can get up this morning or tomorrow morning at for a 5:30 walk and do the walk, post a selfie in the group and people are going to praise it, you've taken one step in the right direction that can change your entire life. And if you do this repetitively over time, you're going to develop a winner's mindset because you're going to be like, all right, if someone says, hey, can you do this? I'm going to be like, yes, I can, because I know my mindset is right and I can do it. Winner's mindset.
I know that, so if I'm sure you've read it or we listen to similar podcasts and books and stuff. I think it might have been like Ed Milet or Tony Robbins was talking about how to build confidence, and it's keeping promises that you make to yourself. And that's exactly what this is about as well. If you're looking at the calendar and there's just one thing that we're asking you to do every day and you make a promise to yourself that you do it, once you complete that, you're going to feel so confident because you have kept the promise to yourself. And that at the end of the day is what confidence is saying that you are going to do something and holding yourself accountable to it, because you just have that faith that if you say something, you're going to get it done. And that's how you build confidence. So I think at this end, the end of this challenge, for everybody, no matter what level you are, your confidence is going to be skyrocketed.
Mm. It's essentially like a framework for how to build that self-trust, and you're showing up by doing quite small things each day. I think a lot of people get like struggle and get stuck because they think they have to do these huge things every single day in order to move the dial forward. And I know for both of you and your communities on Instagram, people really ask a lot of questions about your lifestyle and how you achieve certain things and how you have a certain mindset. Well, this challenge is a really great starting point because, like I said, it's a framework to build that sort of mindset where there are going to be things in there that are hard to do, more from a mindset thing. Like if you're someone who works really long hours and you're like, oh, I've got to do my workout today, I've got to fit it in, maybe I'm going to have to get up really early, that's a hard thing to do. But it's the hard things that build that self-confidence and build that self-trust. So people are always like, oh, how do you get all your workouts done in a week? And it's like, there is never a question in my mind of whether it is or isn't going to happen, because I trust myself to get it done, because it's important to me, yes. But because I've built this muscle, this mental muscle, for years and years and years. And if you're not at that point yet, cool, join the challenge, because that's what we're going to help you do. It's just the start of developing that mindset.
It's a framework for success. You know, success to me equals microactivity over time in the right direction. If we can just focus on doing these little things every single day over time, it's going to change our lives. Like, and that's one of the hardest things to comprehend. And I can relate to what you just said there. So a lot of us, when we set these goals and we set these visions, when we have these things we want to achieve, we think of, you know, maybe it's the $500,000 house or the car we want or these big things that we want. We see the end result and we think that, right, from where I am now to where I want to get to, it's a fucking hard thing to do. So people give up. People don't even try because they don't think they can get there. But what people forget is, you know, I fast forward in our life 10 years from, it's almost 10 years since when we started the brand. And I knew we would get to the space. I knew we'd have the things and we'd be where we are. But I also knew that I'm not going to focus on the end result just yet. I'm going to focus on doing the best I can every single day. And then you take that, you microanalyze that even one step further and you look at, I'm going to do the best I can in every single decision I make daily. And when you can count stock of your day's activities and you add that up over time, that's a winner's mindset. Like all these little victories compound to success, in my opinion.
And like you guys mightn't even realize how often you both say things. It's just so great being in Sydney, being around you guys and seeing this mindset, because like people listening to this podcast right now, they're not just saying this for the podcast, for the sake of the podcast. Like everything Till and Don are saying right now is what they're like outside of like off air. Because I remember when just the other week we were in the Blue Mountains shooting the core campaign and we had to get up at like 3 a.m. And Don, you were like, I would rather lose those hours of sleep because I know the bigger vision that I'm working on and it's worth those sacrifices. And you make sacrifices, both of you, like that every single day. And where you are at personally and with your business, not just with this challenge, like this fitness challenge might be the catalyst for triggering some sort of mindset shift to get you guys to have this, you know, filter out into every aspect in your life. And I see you guys do that every single day. And it's, yeah, it's just really cool to be here and see that mindset in real life again.
The cool thing with that is like attracts like, right? That's why we can all sit at the same table and have such an in-depth conversation about the same thing, because you're the same. We're on the same page. And it's, you know, the cool thing I like is like when we're walking around Bondi and we see followers or we see people, like we're just three losers that have just figured it out.
Speak for yourself.
I always say that. I'm like, you can't take yourself too seriously, but like we're all trying to figure out in life. So when I'm walking around and I see, you know, someone that follows us, you know, someone that's equal to us, someone that's on the same page as us in their own journey on a different level, and we're able to all connect and be like, hey, what's up? And they're like, hey, I'm trying to do this and blah, blah, and that. I'm like, that's cool. Like, so are we. We might just be on different levels of the journey, but everyone is on the same journey.
Same we're all on the
same, yeah. Same 24 hours. I know people, you know, that comment is taken differently in different circles, same 24 hours, but different people have different opportunities, different struggles, but we can all figure something out. I find that concept quite positive. I like it when we're able to sit here and share these concepts with one another, because I know people that are listening to this on the same journey.
Mm. It's nice when we're able, I'm excited for the community aspect of it as well, because community, like I said, has been such a huge part of like Don and I's journey in building the brand and building where we are today. I'm very excited to just have some more community involvement and everybody doing similar things together and working together and introducing people that we know to you guys, so you're familiar with them too. Like, I'm very excited for this challenge and like what's to come.
Well, it's important for us because Till and I, we spoke about this a little while ago, but you know, we look back and we're like, we're very happy with where we're at as far as a business is concerned, and we couldn't have even dreamed of being here, even though it was always in the vision. That's weird. But as much as we have the craziest struggles and so much shit going on in the back end that I wouldn't probably never even talk about, and we have a long way to go in what we're trying to do, but the thing that we're the most passionate about is our people, is our community. And I know everyone always talks about community, but here's the fact, like we would not be here today if it wasn't for our community. And, you know, Till's super engaged in her community with Gil Gang, and now we have the Stacks groups. We're listening and we're looking at where people are in their different lives and their journeys. And we think that, you know, we can share things within our lives as a way of paying it forward for other people to take up. And hopefully it will become this ongoing culture where people sort of pick up that, hey, like we can all share shit with each other and we can all win and we can all grow. And that's like an underlying objective or dream within the challenge. You know, we're going to work together for 28 days, but there's a bigger picture.
Mm. More than just activewear.
Always, yeah. No gatekeeping.
No gatekeeping. Like this concept, it just resonates so well with me. Like, it's still a struggle to have in business with other people when I'm trying to do deals with people or try and collaborate. Like there's always this barrier of obviously contracts, money, et cetera. Cool, it's fine. But let's work towards a bigger vision and a bigger goal. And it all comes down to people working with people. Mm. Sorry, Steph, I know we got you on the podcast, but something about the energy in this room is sort of moving me today. I got to share, we shared about the accident yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really.
Oh, you don't know about.
No, I'm like, what?
Yeah,
oh.
So yesterday, it was pretty confronting, and we're going to share it because there's a great lesson. We, Till and I, pulled up to an intersection and at a traffic light, and the car in front of us pulled up.
It was raining.
It was raining, drove in front of us, so we're milliseconds away, and another car from the opposite intersection caught this car on a T-bone, and both these cars just collided right in front of us. It was an out-of-body, slow-mo experience for Till and I. We were just shocked and perplexed. And it felt like the longest period of our lives at that time. So we just saw these two cars collide, and Till and I like stopped.
Well, both cars spun out of control and then hit something else on the other side.
Like a pole
of the
or
road.
Something.
Poles, I think. And then literally we were in the car behind. It was crazy. And so then like we drove a little bit, pulled over, it was pissing down with rain.
I was the first, people on scene.
Yeah.
I jumped out. Till jumped on
the
phone.
I was calling the cops.
Calling Ambos, pretty much taken care of. Getting first responders on site. I jumped out. I thought it was going to be serious. I was overwhelmed with gratitude.
Well, both
when I
cars
saw.
Were totaled. Totaled?
It was, yeah, totaled. The cars were written off, but there was an older gentleman driving in the car that ran
like
the red
80.
Light. He walked out the car. I was like, wow, thank God. I run over to make sure he's okay. I look in the passenger seat. There wasn't a passenger. The other guy gets out of the other car. He's in the car with his wife and three kids. No one was injured. It was a miraculous it was mind blowing. And so anyway, we're making sure that everyone's okay. Like we're making sure that there's no serious injuries, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to fast forward. I don't want to go into the detail of the accident, but one thing that absolutely blew me away by pure human nature was when everyone stopped to help.
Mm.
All different people from all walks of life were jumping in, and we were all jumping in to make sure everyone was okay. Everyone was working together. Everyone was concerned. And honestly, it was the most beautiful experience to see people come together in great tragedy and trauma. And I just look at like the beauty in the human race and the opportunity for us to always just come together and work together on a common cause.
Hopefully when there are not dire circumstances like a crash causing it.
No, it should never get to that.
Yeah.
That's the point. It should never get to that. But anyway, my point is, it's something special about the human nature, and I relate back to like what we're trying to do in the community, work together.
Yes.
Like we can all connect and we can all work together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys are always cheering for everyone else. Like there's never been, I've never seen anyone around you guys, whether it's, you know, someone you don't know or a competitor or even, and you guys wishing them not well. You're always like, cool, that's so cool, they're killing it.
Yeah.
Like, you guys always cheer for everyone. And I think that's really cool because I think historically a lot of businesses have such a like competitive mindset and it's like, no, I don't want them to do well. Like it detracts from what they're doing. So that's another thing that I noticed from you guys always, sort of just cheering for everyone and wanting everyone to win because there's enough out there for everyone to win.
We live on a planet with 7 billion people. Mm. Not one business brand trainer is going to be able to dominate the entire market. There's enough space for everyone to participate in. Mm. I find our competitors inspiring, to be honest. I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, that's cool. I like what they did. All right, cool, I'm going to do better. Like,
yeah.
You know, I use that as like, I'm like, are you sure you want to put that out? Because I'm going to come in and I'm going to try and one-up you on that. Like, you got to use it as motivation and then they're going to do the same. And I think that's a good way for people to just keep working on themselves. Like, what do we always say, babe? It's like us versus us kind of thing, or it's us versus
the problem.
Yeah. Anyway, complete sidetrack. So I want to get back to you. I want you to take us on your journey. And I think I want to start it, you know, when you went through that sickness, when you went through those scares, because that's a crazy transformation from that perspective, right?
Mm, definitely. So I had a question on Instagram literally yesterday, someone going, did you have a tummy tuck? That was, they worded it
because they see the scar.
Yeah. Right. They worded it so politely, like, hey, I'm not sure if this is okay for me to ask and I'm not like implying anything and you look great and all this stuff, but just wondering, have you had a tummy
tuck? It's always a compliment.
I'm like, no.
Always a compliment though.
So for anyone that doesn't know, I have endometriosis, and back when I was 21, so it's about 12 years ago now, I had surgery to remove the endometriosis, which resulted in surgical complications. They perforated my bowel, and I didn't find out that I had a hole in my bowel leaking shit into my body and shutting down my organs for 8 days. Because I went home to recover and the symptoms weren't too horrible. So when I went back, they were like, okay, emergency surgery immediately. And I don't remember much of it because I was like so out of it, literally almost dead. They stitched up the hole in my bowel and I was in intensive care I was in hospital for a month because the infection then spread because I kept getting worse. The infection had spread to my lungs. And so I had lung surgery on New Year's Day. So I spent Christmas and New Year's in the hospital. And yeah, a whole month and 2-3 major surgeries later, I was, you know, in a wheelchair. I couldn't eat. I was just a very, very sick person. And recovery was quite a long road. And the doctors said, in order to avoid chronic pain, you're going to need to start exercising. So this wasn't really the turning point for me to like get into my fitness, but it certainly encouraged me because I was never the fit person. I was never the fit girl at school or like, you know, I was naturally small and I did some sport, but I wasn't really going to the gym or doing anything like that until this. So I really started getting into running because that was the only thing I knew back then to do. The gym wasn't really a thing for women particularly. That was the culture of it, and it's changed so much now, thankfully. But yeah, that was crazy. That was one of those, I didn't know that I almost died multiple times, but apparently I did. And I managed to come back and get into the best shape of my life. And I would say that had a huge part to do with it because I remember sitting in that bed and being white as a ghost and so skinny and frail and needing help to walk and shower. And I had to do breathing exercises because I wasn't breathing properly. I'd collapsed lungs. And just looking at friends that would come to visit me and being like, God, they look so healthy and mm-hmm. strong and tanned and just like they can walk and they're not hobbling and have all these tubes coming out of them. And I just was so envious of their health. So, I mean, fast forward, it was quite a journey to get to the point that I'm at now as far as my philosophy around health, because I went down the bodybuilding route, which is actually how Till and I met originally.
Yeah.
Because we both competed in the same show. And that wasn't healthy, but that was, you know, that was all part of the journey and part of what got me here. And then forming quite a negative relationship with food because of it and because of competing and because of being someone on social media who felt the pressures to look a certain way all the time, to then where I'm at now, where health is, it means something completely different to me. And it's not just fitness. It's not just movement. It's not just what I'm fueling myself with. It's taking rest and having downtime and eating delicious meals out with my friends and taking care of my mental health and going to therapy and having, you know, working really hard and also having breaks from work. It's just, it's every aspect of my life. And again, that's why I really love this challenge, because it's not just about the things that challenges used to be about. It's about every aspect of your life becomes part of what is healthy to you. And hey, we all get to define what's healthy to us, because to me, gluten's not healthy, whereas to you guys,
we love gluten. Doesn't
make you feel horrible. Good. We love gluten. I think there's an element, the perception shift in the fitness space, you know, for us is health and well-being. And what you're referring there to me is a wholesome lifestyle. That is, in simplicity, what we're trying to create and what we're trying to promote. This concept will evolve for us as a brand, but for us, it's about really taking your example of what you've just described, you know, participating on both ends of the spectrum, you know, becoming super obsessive about diet, becoming super obsessive about training, that you miss out on lifestyle, you miss out on mental health, you miss out on friendships. My God, you miss out on great dinners and wine.
that year of our life when we were all just in prep, that was crazy.
And Dawn was prepping with you just to support
you.
Do
you know about every Friday? Do you know this story? No. So when Soph and I competed together, I prepped for, I think it was like 33 weeks. And that meant no cheat meals, nothing off plan, like crazy training, everything. And although at the end of it, it kind of did mess up my relationship with food, body image, things like that, I'm still really proud of it, because it was always something I used to look at girls on social media and follow so closely their journey to stage. And I thought I could never do that. And then one day I literally thought, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And I did it and I prepped and I was so proud of myself. So although it did, definitely change my relationship with food, it was something that was on my bucket list and I really wanted to tick off. And I was always really proud that I did. So 32 weeks, no cheat meals, nothing. And Don, the angel, was also doing it with me. He wasn't getting on stage, but he was by my side prepping, eating well, training. He was at the gym with me at 5 a.m. trying to get in 20,000 steps a day. That's how much I had to do. 20,
by the way, I look 20K. Good as well.
Oh, though. You did. He had abs. Shredded. Yeah.
I was like, well, I mean, I should just whip a tan on and jump out.
Literally, you could have. And anyway, at the end of it, and it was like post-show, et cetera, and he says to me, babe, I have to tell you something. And I was like, what? And he goes, I feel really, really guilty. And I was like, what could it be? He goes, I've been having grilled every single Friday. And he would go every single Friday. I thought you were going to say you cheated on me or something. Like, the way he like phrased it was like something so bad had happened. And to be honest, this was pretty bad. But
it was probably worse than cheating, because like it's grilled.
And it was like an affair every Friday. Anyway, like I was working in recruitment and Don was working stack. So he was like packing orders and things like that.
Let me tell how many employees we had at that time.
One. Don was stacks. And every Friday he'd go and like treat himself to grilled for lunch and it would be like this big secret. Look,
it wasn't like a treat. It was like a necessity. Yeah. It was like life or death. No one should be – here's the thing. No one should go for 30, 40 weeks without having a treat meal or having sugar or having a burger or have – that you should – you cannot do that.
But it was crazy. Like,
you did it, but I couldn't do that.
It's crazy to think that – yeah, that was kind of the mindset, and that's what we had to like put ourselves through to get stage ready, which we weren't anyway, because like neither of us won, so we still weren't ready. But it's just, it is really nice to have this challenge that is completely the opposite to that. Yeah. And it's just lifestyle and feeling great about yourself and ending every single day feeling really proud and confident. Because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, is you just feeling like the best version of you.
We're going to develop a winner's mindset. We're going to get into the space where you can have every, here's the thing. Imagine if you can live a life where you don't have to feel like you're sacrifices. Everything you have is something you've created because you've chosen well. Do you know, a winner's mindset for me means that we can have everything. And that's what I always say to people. I'm like, what are the sacrifices that you have to make? We can literally have everything we want. We just have to make good decisions and good choices, and we'll keep winning. So the 28 days is going to be life-changing if you participate and if you tune into it. And it's not going to be hard, I don't think.
And it's free, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's a free challenge.
By the way, that's probably the most important thing, like, for us. This challenge is free. Anyone can participate. Yeah.
You just jump online and you can sign up and be in the challenge immediately. So, well, immediately, it starts 1st of Feb.
It starts 1st of Feb. You guys will be seeing the marketing guide fairly shortly. There'll be signups for everything everywhere, and it's going to be the best time. And to be honest, if our people love it, we're going to keep pumping these out. And I think it's going to be such an important part of what we do as a brand and as a community, and we cannot wait. By the way, Jungle Bodies is teaming up with us on this as well. So we're going to have these really fun online fitness dance classes, by the way. And I'm super pumped. So I said, the way I described to the team was like, guys, we're going to have a lit fitness party.
A lit fitness party. He's like, we're going to have some shots and we're going to get lit. And everyone in the group meeting was like, what do you mean by shots? And he's like,
pre-workout.
Like
BCAAs.
He's green, like,
juices. Ginger shots. Or
no, it's just going to be a hot season, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. So if we've loved having you on the podcast, it's been a blast from the past, and we're so grateful. We're grateful to have you in our lives, and we thank you.
Oh,
no, for real though. So sorry, like, you're our first friend we made when we moved to Sydney back in the day, and you know, Till met you as an influence at that point, and we appreciate you.
I literally have tears in my eyes. This is so weird. Why am I crying?
Getting really deep right now. I know. When we met you, we were still, you know, just trying to find our feet in Sydney, and we met you to work with you as an influencer, and who knew we'd become best friends, and we've had the craziest wild ride in those couple of years, and you know, something that I'll never talk about on the podcast. But I'm just super excited to have you participate with us in our community and with us in our businesses. And, you know, the sky's the limit from here. So for anyone that's listening that wants to find you and follow you, where can they go? Give yourself the biggest plug of all time.
So my personal Instagram is Sophie Allen, just SophieAllen. Train with Soph is the business account. Also on TikTok as well, same handles, website, Train with Soph. They're our main areas to
we'll link out. Everything as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we'll link everything in the
Do
show
notes. Do you
forget
notes. All your stuff when you get asked that question?
A little bit, but thankfully the handles are the same.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Smart. And you're blowing up on TikTok as well. That's the space you want to see, Soph, is on TikTok. So make sure you're jumping on all their channels. We'll link in the show notes. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you with all our hearts, and we can't wait to do this challenge with you. Peace.
Bye.